And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, today's January the 4th. Fourth day of the year. 361 days remain until the year's over with. And let's see what the holidays are for today. You know, I do this little segment because you all asked for it. National Trivia Day. Pop Music Chart Day. World Braille Day. World Hypnotism Day. Tom Thumb Day. National Spaghetti Day. Veganary Month. Thorough Awareness Month. National Slow Cooking Month. Bread Machine Baking Month. National Skating Month. January. Dry January. National Blood Donor Month. Manuary. International Brain Teaser Month. National Clean Up Your Computer Month. National Soup Month. Get Organized Month. International Creativity Month. Celebration of Life Month. National Oatmeal Month. National Be Kind to Food Servers Month. Give them bigger tips. National Hot Tea Month. National Birth Defects Awareness Month. Get a Balanced Life Month. And National Hobby Month. That having been said, in 46 BC, Julius Caesar fights Titus Labienus in the Battle of Luspina. Age 71, the Battle of Reading. Ethelred of Wessex and his brother Alfred are defeated by a Danish invasion army. Ethelred and Alfred were the rulers in England, Saxon England. 1642, English Civil War. King Charles I, accompanied by 400 soldiers, attempts to arrest five members of Parliament for treason. Only discovered the men had been tipped off and took a powder. 1649, English Civil War. The Rump Parliament votes to put Charles I on trial. 1717, the Netherlands, Great Britain, and France sign the Triple Alliance. 1762, Great Britain declares war on Spain, which meant the entry of Spain into the Seven Years' War. When in doubt, declare war. 1798, Constantine Agrelli arrives in Bucharest, Wallachia, as its new prince, invested by the Ottoman Empire. That certainly made him popular. 1853, after having been kidnapped and sold into slavery in the American South, Solomon Northrop regains his freedom. His memoir, 12 Years a Slave, later becomes a national bestseller. 1854, the McDonald Islands are discovered by Captain William McDonald aboard the Samarang. That was the name of his ship. 1863, the New Apostolic Church, a Christian and Scholastic church, is established in Hamburg, Germany. A Scholastic church, for those that are not familiar, was a millennialism church. It's a belief which is advanced by some religious denominations. According to this belief, a golden age will occur, or a paradise to be established on earth prior to the last judgment and the future eternal state of the world to come. In 1878, Russo-Turkish War. Sofia is liberated from Ottoman rule. That was a city, don't you know? 1884, the Fabian Society is founded in London. It's a British socialist organization whose purpose is to advance the principles of social democracy and democratic socialism through gradualist and reformist efforts in democracies, rather than by revolutionary overthrow. Fabian Society is also historically related to radicalism, a left-wing liberal tradition, which this country is fully familiar with, having so many liberals. 1885, Sino-French War. French troops under General Oscar de Nigeri defeat a numerically superior Qing force at the Nui Bap in North Vietnam. 1896, Utah is admitted as the 45th U.S. state. 1903, Topsy and Elephants electrocuted by the owners of Luna Park, Coney Island. Edison Film Company records the film electrocuting an elephant of which showed Topsy's death. They should have been prosecuted for what amounted to murder. That was to show the dangers of alternating current. 1909, explorer Aeneas McIntosh of the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition escapes death by fleeing across the ice floes. He was a British Merchant Navy officer and an Antarctic explorer, commanded the Ross Sea Party as part of Sir Ernest Shackleton's Imperial Transatlantic Expedition. The Ross Sea Party's mission was to support Shackleton's transcontinental march by laying supply depots along the later stages of the march's intended route. In the face of persistent setbacks and practical difficulties, McIntosh's party fulfilled its task, although he and two others died in the course of their duties. His first Antarctic experience was as second officer on Shackleton's Nimrod expedition in 1907. Shortly after his arrival in Antarctica, a shipboard accident destroyed his right eye, and he was sent back to New Zealand. Came back in 1909 to participate in the later stages of the expedition. His will and determination in adversity impressed Shackleton and led to his Ross Sea Party appointment in 1914. In 1912, the Scout Associations incorporated throughout the British Empire by royal charter. The Scout Association, if you're not familiar, it's the largest scouting organization in the UK and the World Organization of the Scout Movement's recognized member for the United Kingdom. Following the origin of scouting in 1907, the association was formed in 1910 and incorporated in 1912 under its previous name of the Boy Scouts Association. 1918, the Finnish Declaration of Independence is recognized by Russia, Sweden, Germany, and France. 1944, World War II, Operation Carpetbagger involved the dropping of arms and supplies to resistance fighters in Europe. It began on this date in 1944. 1946, the first day of a three-day disastrous tornado outbreak across the south central U.S., at least 41 people dead and at least 412 others injured, and possibly more. 1948, Burma gained its independence from the U.K., becoming an independent republic. 1951, Korean War. Chinese and North Korean forces captured Seoul for the second time. North Koreans wouldn't have had a prayer if not for the involvement of the Chinese. 1956, the Greek National Radical Union is formed by Konstantinos Karamanlis. 1958, Sputnik 1, the first artificial Earth satellite launched by the Soviet Union in 1957, falls to Earth from orbit. Of course, when we went into space, we found a satellite already in orbit. Nobody knows who put it there. It's called the Black Knight. 1959, Luna 1 becomes the first spacecraft to reach the vicinity of the moon. 1975, the state overflowed the 12-bit field that had been used in TOPS 10. There were numerous problems and crashes related to this bug while an alternative format was developed. Now, for those who are not familiar with TOPS 10, it's a discontinued operating system from Digital Equipment Corporation for the PDP-10 or the DEX system. Mainframe computer. TOPS 10 stood for Time Sharing Total Operating System 10. Launched in 1967, it evolved from the earlier monitor software for the PDP-6 and the PDP-10 computers. This was renamed to TOPS 10 in 1970. 1972, Rose Helbrunn becomes the first female judge to sit at the Old Bailey in London. 75 was TOPS 10. 1976, the Troubles. The Ulster Volunteer Force shoots dead six Irish Catholic civilians in County Armagh in Northern Ireland. Next day, gunmen would shoot dead 10 Protestant civilians nearby in retaliation. All in the name of religion, folks. 1987, the Maryland train collision. An Amtrak train en route to Boston from Washington, D.C. collides with Conrail engines in Chase, Maryland in the U.S., kills 16 people. 1989, second Gulf of Sidra incident. A pair of Libyan MiG-23 floggers are shot down by a pair of U.S. Navy F-14 Tomcats during an air-to-air confrontation. 1990, in Pakistan's deadliest train accident, an overloaded passenger train collides with an empty freight train, resulting in 307 deaths and 700 injuries. 1998, a massive ice storm hits eastern Canada and northern U.S., northeastern U.S., continues through January 10th and causes widespread destruction. 1999, former professional wrestler Jesse Ventura, who I've interviewed on this show a number of times, sworn in as governor of Minnesota. 2000, Norwegian passenger train departing from Trondheim collides with a local train coming from Hamar in Asta, Amat. 19 people are killed and 68 are injured. 2004, Spirit, a NASA Mars rover, lands successfully on Mars at 4:35 UTC. Also in 2004, Mikhail Saakashvili is elected president of Georgia following the November 2003 Rose Revolution. 2006, Ehud Olmert becomes acting prime minister of Israel after the incumbent, Ariel Sharon, suffers his second and apparently more serious stroke. 2007, the 110th U.S. Congress convenes, electing Nancy Pelosi as the first female Speaker of the House in U.S. history. And she proceeded to try to make herself queen. 2008, an LET L410 turbojet crashes at the Las Roques Archipelago in Venezuela, kill 14 people. 2010, the Burj Khalifa, the current tallest building in the world, officially opens in Dubai. 2013, a gunman kills 8 people in a house-to-house rampage in Cavite, Philippines. And in 2018, Hinnaman-Kunstad train crash. A passenger train operated by Shishaloza Mele collides with a truck on a leveled crossing at Geneva Station between Hinnaman and Kunstad, Free State in South Africa. 20 people are killed and 260 are injured. That was not a good day. Well, we have been talking about a topic that has always fascinated me, and that is disappearing people. Those that just walk out the door and are never seen again. And we were up to April. And no, we were up to May 1980. I'm sorry, April 27th, 1980. There we go. Nicholas Jaeger, 34, vanished in Nepal. He was a French physician and alpinist. Vanished April 27th, 1980, while attempting to climb the Lhasa Shar in Nepal and is presumed dead. Of course, his body's never been found. May 1980, Karu Matsuki, 25, and Taru Ishioka, 22, vanished from Madrid. Matsuki was an exchange student who was sharing his studies in Madrid with Ishioka. He was starting his studies in Madrid. Ishioka was a traveler who was abducted to North Korea by Japanese Northern Korean sympathizers, both of which had been issued arrest warrants by the Japanese government. North Korea's claimed that both individuals have since died, but they've never been able to substantiate the claim. June of 1980, Tadaki Hara, 43, vanished from Miyazaki Prefecture in Japan. Hara was kidnapped by North Korean agent Sen Gwang-soo in South Korean Kim Kil-uk, lured him from Osaka to Miyazaki with a job offer in June of 1980. Hara hadn't been seen since, and Sen has used Hara's identity to obtain a Japanese passport. Clearly, something is afoot. June 17, 1980, Ping Jiamu, 55, vanished from Lopnur, China. He was a biochemist and explorer. He led an expedition to Lopnur, disappeared after leaving a note saying he'd gone to find water. Now, he's presumed to be dead. A number of attempts have been made to find his remains, but there's been no success. Which still leaves the possibility that he is just being held someplace. July 28, 1980, John Favara, 51, vanished from New York City. He was a backyard neighbor of Gambino crime boss John Gotti in Howard Beach, New York. Vanished July 28, 1980, over 4 months after he struck and killed Gotti's 12-year-old son Frank with his car on March 4th as the boy darted into the street on a motorized minibike. After the killing, Favara's wife and two sons moved out of Howard Beach. John was declared legally dead in 1983. But even though Gotti could easily have had him removed, absolutely no proof that that was ever the case. October 6th, 1980, Thomas Mooch, 49, vanished from Mount Noon in Jammu and Kashmir. He was an American geologist and planetary scientist. Vanished October 6th during a descent from Mount Noon in the Kashmir Himalayas. Believed to be dead. October 16th, 1980, Irma Flakir, 42, vanished in Guatemala. She was a Guatemalan psychologist and reporter, abducted and presumably executed by government agents for supposed anti-government activities. Of course, absolutely no remains have been found, no proof. November 7, 1980, Johan Asplund, 11, vanished from Sundsvall in Sweden. Disappeared from his home in Sundsvall during the morning of November 7, 1980. Hadn't been seen since. Absolutely no clue as to what happened to him. December 9, 1980, Adelaide Fopa, 66, vanished from Guatemala City in Guatemala. Guatemalan poet and educator, detained and disappeared either December 9th or December 19th, 1980. Believed to have been murdered, but again, no proof. November 26, 1981, Denise Bodin, 22, vanished from Manchester, New Hampshire. Suspected victim of Terry Peter Rasmussen, whom Bodin had previously dated. Bodin is believed to have been killed somewhere in California, although her body has never been found. And for those that are not familiar with Terry Peter Rasmussen, an American serial killer killed at least six people in a series of crimes that stretched across the contiguous U.S. from the late 70s to the early 2000s. And due to his use of many aliases, most notably Bob Evans, he's known as the Chameleon Killer, though it's no proof he ever killed a single chameleon. November 28, 1981, Catrice Lee, 2 years old, vanished from West Germany. A British girl who disappeared from a Nafi shopping complex that was a Navy, Army, and Air Force Institute company created by the British government December 1920 to run recreational establishments needed by the British Armed Forces and sell goods. It's kind of like our PX and commissary. She was there with her parents and vanished. December 1981, George Washington Hughes, 81, vanished from Florida. He was George Washington Beau Hughes, a carver of hobo nickels until he vanished from a hobo camp. Hobo nickels is a sculptural art form involving the creative motif of small denomination coins, resulting in miniature bas reliefs. U.S. nickel coin was favored because of its size and thickness and softness, but the term hobo nickel is generic. Carvings have been made from many denominations. Because of its low cost and its portability, this medium was particularly popular among hobos. That's where it got the name. July 5th, 1982, Ahmad Matavasalian, 29, Syed Moshe Mousavi, Kazam Akhaban, and Taghi Rastegar Moghadam, vanished from Beirut in Lebanon. There are four Iranian diplomats who vanished in Lebanon July 5, 1982. On that date, when the vehicle carrying the diplomats was passing through a checkpoint on its way to Beirut, it was intercepted by Falange party members. 3 decades after the incident, the fate of the missing diplomats remains a mystery, and the search for the Iranian diplomats still continues, even though it's been 40 years. September 5th, 1982, Johnny Gosch, 12 years old, vanished from Des Moines, Iowa. Reported missing by his parents after he disappeared September 5th, 1982, while delivering newspapers. At that point in time, the custom was a 3-day waiting period before police responded to missing persons reports. He wasn't heard from again, but his case prompted new laws for Iowa and other states resulting in missing person reports involving children be given immediate attention. September 12, 1982, Stephen Pearsall, 35, vanished from Lewiston, Idaho. He was an employee of the Lewiston Civic Center. Entered the building to use the laundry facilities and hadn't been seen since. Okay. We were talking about Stephen Pearsall, vanished September 12, 1982. He is an employee of the Lewiston Civic Theater. Went in the building to use the laundry facilities. Vanished completely. Happened the same night as that of two women he was acquainted with, Christina Diane Nelson and Jacqueline Ann Brandy Miller. Nelson and Miller are later found dead. Police believe he may have been the victim of the same killer. It's a way to solve unsolvable cases by just postulating a serial killer's at work. Then November 24, 1982, Gwendolyn Clemens, 23, vanished from Kansas City, Missouri. She disappeared from Kansas City November 24th along with her daughter and an unnamed man to start a new life in Florida. December 3rd, she was seen walking on a bridge above the Escatawba River on Interstate 10 near the Alabama-Mississippi border with her daughter. Appeared somewhat distressed. Passing motorist offered to help her, and she refused. A motorist later reported seeing the body of a woman floating in the river on December 5th, but when authorities responded, they found the body of her daughter instead. Subsequent searches didn't find Clemens. Did uncover the body of another unidentified man, but the theory was it was unrelated to this case. She's still considered a missing person, although if questioned, most believe she's dead. February 13, 1983, Yupali Widyawardini, 44, vanished from Colombo, Sri Lanka. The Sri Lankan business magnate, his private Learjet disappeared en route to Colombo, February 13th, 1983, there was an extensive search conducted by air and naval units. Failed to find any evidence of a crash. The plane vanished without a trace, and it's believed he's dead. But then again, they've never found any wreckage or any remains. March 17th, 1983, Ludovic Janvier, 6 years old, vanished from Grenoble, France. Disappeared on March 17th when he was believed to have been abducted along with his brothers by an unidentified white man. His brothers escaped. Ludovic hadn't been located. No remains found. May 7th, 1983, Marielle Gregori, 15, vanished from Rome. Disappeared from Rome May 7th. Hadn't been seen since. Not even rumors. June 1983, Keiko Aramoto, 23, vanished from London. Japanese exchange student who was loaned by Megumi Yao, life of one of the hijackers of JAL 351 in 1970, claimed to offer a job opportunity before disappearing. Later determined to have been abducted by North Korean agents. North Korea claimed that She died in 88 with her husband, Toru Ishioki, another abduction victim. But again, that claim has never been substantiated. June 1st, 1983, Anne Gottlieb, 12, vanished from Louisville, Kentucky. Russian immigrant Gottlieb disappeared from the premises of a shopping mall June 1st, 1983. Police later found her bike, but her abductors remained a mystery. And if you know anything about Louisville, Kentucky, there's not a whole lot of places to hide. June 22nd, 1983, Emanuela Orlandi, 15, vanished from Rome. Citizen of Vatican City disappeared June 22nd, 1983. Been absolutely no sign of her found since. Now, Vatican City, for those that are interested, is a landlocked independent country, a city-state, a micro-state, or whatever you want to call it, within Rome. Gained independent from Italy in 1929 with the Lateran Treaty and is a distinct territory under full ownership, exclusive dominion, and sovereign authority in the jurisdiction of the Holy See, itself a sovereign entity under international law. The Vatican City covers 121 acres and as of 2023 has a population of 764. It is a ruled by the Pope, who's the Bishop of Rome and head of the Catholic Church. And the highest state functionaries are all Catholic clergy of various origins. Well, people can vanish there. It's happened more than once. June 25th, 1983, Nylene K. Marshall, 4 years old, vanished from Helena, Montana. June 25th, 1983, in the Helena National Forest, this four-year-old child disappeared from a large family picnic. Some children with which she was playing said they saw her talking to an unknown man in a jogging suit. In the years after her disappearance, an anonymous person placed phone calls, wrote letters to missing persons nonprofits, as well as the Marshall family, detailing the fact he apparently kidnapped her. The unknown writer or caller was traced to Wisconsin, and he claimed Marshall was alive and well, though to some extent his letters indicated there was sexual abuse involved. To this date, the identity of the letter writer and caller is unknown, as is her whereabouts. June 6, 1983, Tammy Lynn Leppert, 18, vanished from Rockledge, Florida. She was a model and an actress, disappeared July 6, 1983, without a trace, after leaving her family home, run an errand, never seen again. September 1st, 1983, Kirsta Jensen, 14, vanished from Napier, New Zealand, disappeared September 1st while riding her horse at a beach. Horse was found, but the girl never was. September 2nd, 1983, George Cougar, 50, vanished from British Columbia in Canada. American computer scientist last seen September 2nd, 83, aboard a private plane, a Briton Norman Islander with six other people to go on a hunting trip. Plane vanished somewhere in British Columbia. The wreckage was never found, nor was the remains of anybody who'd been on the plane. October 26, 1983, Sonda K. Rember, 14, vanished from Santa Fe, Texas. A 14-year-old disappeared in Santa Fe, Texas, October 26, having last been seen at a family home. Front doors left open, there was food left in the oven, and her purse and coat were still in the house. It was initially believed by her family she'd gone to the store, but she's never returned home. And 14 years old is a little young to be wandering around. Now, it's absolutely believed that she was involved in the Texas killing fields. That's a title used to denote the area surrounding Interstate Highway 45 southeast of Houston, where since the early 70s, more than 330 bodies have been found, specifically at a 25-acre patch of land in League City, Texas, where four women were found between 83 and 91. Bodies along the interstate corridor were mainly girls or young women. Now, many additional young girls have vanished from this area, and they're still missing. Most of the victims are between the ages of 12 and 25. Despite efforts by the League City, Texas police, along with the assistance to the FBI, very few of these murders have been solved. And those that have been solved were predicated on confessions given by prisoners or confessions given under duress from the police. And this area has been described as a perfect place for killing somebody and getting away with it. After visiting some of the sites of recovered bodies in League City, Amy Kenan Mann, director of the film Texas Killing Fields, commented, "You can actually see the refineries are in the south end of League City. You can see I-45. But if you yell, nobody'd hear you. If you ran, there was no place you could go." Now, of those confirmed or suspected victims, there was Colette Anise Wilson, 13, vanished from the Alvin bus stop on County Road 99 and Highway 6 in Alvin, Texas, after she was dropped off by her band director June 17, 1971. Body was found 5 months later, November 26, 1971, near the Attucks Reservoir, close to where the body of Gloria Gonzalez was discovered 4 months later, just 35 yards from where Colette had been located. Wilson had been shot in the head. Brenda K. Jones, 14, last seen while walking to Galveston Hospital, close to Interstate Highway 45, on her way to visit her aunt, July 1, 1971, in Galveston. Body was found July 2, 1971, floating in nearby Galveston Bay near Pelican Island, close to the Seawolf Parkway near Interstate Highway 45 the next day. Had a sock stuck in her mouth and died from a head wound. Rhonda Renee Johnson, 14, and Sharon Lynn Shaw, 13, vanished in Harris County, Texas on the afternoon of August 4, 1971. Both last seen walking along Seawall Boulevard in Galveston near a local beach. January 3, 1972, two boys fishing in Clear Lake discovered a human skull floating in the water, which they initially believed to be a sports ball. 6 weeks later, searchers discovered the rest of the body, along with that of another girl in a marsh near the lake. According to a coroner's inquest filed on February 17, 1972, the skull found in the lake was determined through dental records that belonged to Shaw, and a crucifix found wrapped around the jawbone of the skull is identified by Shaw's mother that belonged to her daughter. Another body found in the marsh was positively identified as Rhonda Johnson. Cause of her death couldn't be determined. Then you got Gloria Ann Gonzalez, 19, last seen October 28, 1971, near her apartment in Jacklin Street in Houston. Skeletal remains were found near Attucks Reservoir in the same area as Colette Wilson on November 21, 1971. Died from blunt frost trauma to the head. Allison Ann Craven, 12 years old, reported missing by her mother on November 9, 1971, when she returned to her apartment in Houston, which was near Interstate 45, after completing shopping errands for she'd only gone an hour. 3 months later, police found Craven's partial remains in a nearby field, two hands along with bones from an arm and some teeth. February 25th, 1972, the rest of her skeleton was found in a Pearland, Texas field, also close to Interstate 45 and 10 miles from where she's last seen. We've got a laundry list of bodies ranging in age from 13 to about 26. It's now there was a suspect named Michael Lloyd Self. Actually, more than one suspect. In 72, he was a gas station operator, convicted sex offender from Galveston, became a suspect in the murder of Rhonda Johnson and Sharon Shaw. After hours of interrogation, he confessed to the murders, taken to the district prison, later aiding in locating the bodies. In the ensuing months, he retracted his confession, claimed he'd been tortured into confessing, with the interrogators suffocating him with a plastic bag, burning him with cigarette butts and a radiator, and then he was assaulted by the police chief, Don Morris. In spite of that, he was convicted September 18, 1974, of killing Shaw and got a life imprisonment. Despite the fact his confession showed great discrepancies concerning the victim's clothing, the date of the murders, the location of the body, and other factors. 3 years later, in 1976, Don Morris and his deputy, Tommy Deal, are arrested and convicted of various crimes, including torture and other misconduct against detainees. Morris got 55 years and Deal got 30. After this, self-regulator applied for an appeal. It was rejected every time. He died December 21st, 2000, while still in custody. It was only after he died that a number of police officials, including the former Harris County District Attorney, stated their belief that Self was wrongly convicted. Yeah, there's quite a number of unsolved murders in that one particular area. 1984, we had Alu Gima. I'm sorry, Girma, 45, banished from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and a journalist and critic of the Derg. The Derg, for those that are not familiar with that term, was officially the Provisional Military Administrative Council. That was a Marxist-Leninist military dictatorship that ruled Ethiopia, then including present-day Eritrea from 74 to 87, when the military leadership of the junta formally civilianized the administration, but they stayed in power until 1991. Now, Girma was a journalist, as I said, and a critic, a vocal critic of the Derg. It's believed she was abducted and killed outside the capital. He was abducted and killed outside the capital, but his body's never been located. February 10th, 1984, Kevin Andrew Collins, 10, vanished from San Francisco. Disappeared while en route to basketball practice. One of the first children to be featured on milk cartons in the cover of national publications. February 13th, 1984, Naomi Umira, 43, vanished from Denali, Alaska. A Japanese adventurer who was particularly well known for doing alone what had been previously been achieved only with large teams. Disappeared February 13th, 84, while descending Mount Denali after a solo climb. April 21st, 1984, Aristo Podamna, 41, vanished from Mount Everest in Nepal. Prodanov is a Bulgarian mountaineer and the first Bulgarian to climb Mount Everest. Vanished April 21st after descending the mountain the previous night. Last heard from reporting he'd lost his gloves and believed to have died of exposure. But then again, no remains have ever been found. July 20th, 1984, John Patrick Kerrigan, 58, vanished from Ronan in Montana. A Roman Catholic priest who last seen at a bakery in Ronan. Bloodied clothing and a blood-soaked coat hanger was found along Flathead Lake a few days later. Vehicles discovered shortly after that and had in it $1,200 along with a blood-stained pillowcase and a shovel. Kerrigan was later implicated along with 80 others in sexual abuse of minors by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Atlanta. In spite of that, his remains have never been found. July 22, 1984, Curtis Holman, 31, vanished from Missoula, Montana. School teacher in Missoula disappeared and never seen again. Case remains unsolved. Absolutely not a single possible clue. November 13, 1984, Tammy Billinger, 8, vanished from Exeter, New Hampshire. Tammy was an 8-year-old third-grade student, vanished while walking from her home to the nearby elementary school. Police believe she was abducted. The one suspect in the case was never charged in connection with her disappearance, and he died in December 2012. I have not a single clue as to what might have happened to her. And frankly, as much as I'm in favor of independence, 8 years old is a little young to be walking home from home to an elementary school. December 23rd, 1984, Ayakanu Baratamuthu, 33, vanished from Chinga in Singapore. This was a Singaporean caretaker who was allegedly murdered December 23rd. Body has never been found. Speculation remains his body was cooked into a curry before being disposed of in garbage containers. Six individuals were later charged with the murder, but were released on the day of the initial of the trial due to lack of evidence. 1984, Ronald Jorgensen vanished from Remuria, New Zealand. He was a New Zealand criminal on parole after completing a prison sentence. Vanished in mysterious circumstances in 1984 after his car was found wrecked at the bottom of a cliff. Police initially suspect that he actually faked his death, but he was declared legally dead in 1998. And since his body was never found, rumors persisted he became a police informant in Australia. Certainly is a possibility. January 4th, 1985, Boris Weisfeller, 43, vanished from Biobío region in Chile. He's an American mathematician, vanished during a solo hiking trip in 85. Chilean authorities concluded he drowned, but documents released by the U.S. Department of State in 2000 included a 1986 memo suggesting he may be a captive somewhere in Chile, probably in Colonia Dignidad. And a 1987 account by a CIA source claims that Weisfeller had been interrogated and fatally beaten by a Chilean army patrol. Of course, you have to wonder what they could have thought he was up to. February 22, 1985, Sherry Mahan, 8, vanished from Cabot, Pennsylvania. She was last seen getting off her school bus a short distance from her house, February 22, 1985. Police focused on a van seen near the bus when she got off. Her face was the first to be put on mailers sent around the country. A practice continued with age progression photos as time passed. Declared legally dead in 1998. Of course, in 2011, police claimed they'd got a promising new lead, but they wouldn't discuss it. There's not been any update since that time. She was declared dead in absentia, which means she could still be alive. The thousands of leads pertaining to her whereabouts and the identity of her abductor or abductors has been investigated. The mother stated her conviction her daughter's disappearance can still be solved. In 2020, her name is Janice McKinney, revealed her conviction, although she doesn't believe Sherry's biological father was involved in her abduction. She believes individuals known to him were. Her mother stated that prior to her daughter's disappearance, nobody believed her claims her daughter had been conceived through her being raped, adding that on any other day, she would have been standing at the bottom of her driveway to meet her daughter when the school bus arrived. That was the first date she hadn't done so. Well, targets of opportunity, I guess you could say. March 28th, 1985. We have Sarkis Zathian, 54, vanished from Beirut, Lebanon. Named Unga Sarkis Zathian, was a Lebanese American journalist and political leader of the Armenian Revolutionary Federation. Abducted in Beirut, March 28, 1985. Presumably he was murdered, but there's never been any proof of that. March 31, 1985, Vladimir Alexandrov, 46, vanished from Madrid, Spain. He was a Soviet physicist, vanished on March 31st of March while attending a nuclear winter conference. He may have defected. July 6, 1985, Andrew Flugelman, 41, vanished from San Francisco. He was a publisher, a photographer, a programmer, and an attorney, vanished July 6th. Believed to have committed suicide after his car was found abandoned at the north end of the Golden Gate Bridge. Again, a belief is one thing, proof is something else entirely. July 6, 1985, Diane Suzuki, 19, vanished from Honolulu, Hawaii. Last seen on the evening of July 6th after leaving a dance studio where she worked as an instructor. Blood evidence found at the scene hadn't been matched to a suspect and can't be matched to Suzuki since her blood type was not known. Photographer she knew was questioned by police and released without charge. Never been any sign of her body found since that time. She was been missing for 38 years and 5 months. She was a student at the University of Hawaii in Manoa and a dance instructor. Tiny woman, only stood 4'11", 109 pounds. Japanese descent. July 30th, 1985, Nicole Marin, 8 years old, from Toronto, Canada. Disappeared from the Etobicoke borough after leaving her apartment to go on a swim date with a friend. While her case is now considered cold, it's still under investigation by local police and missing child organizations. 8 years old was a little young to be wandering around like that. October 5th, 1985, Michelle Daugherty Thomas, 17, vanished from Santa Fe, Texas. Last seen leaving her familial residence in Santa Fe, Texas, October 5th. She had been returned from work at a Galveston, Texas gas station. Left to meet friends at a nearby nightclub located on Galveston Island for later in that evening. Acquaintances claimed they had stopped at a convenience store on the way to the nightclub, and Michelle got into a vehicle with two men. Hadn't been seen since. Authorities believe she had been abducted and then murdered. October 15, 1985, Kota Ramaswamy, 89, vanished from Chennai, India. An Indian cricketer, who played in two test matches in 1936, walked out of his home October 15, 1985, was never seen again. November 27, 1985, Martha Jean Lambert, 12 years old, vanished from St. Augustine, Florida. She was a girl who went missing on November 27th. Never been seen again, and foul play is how they suspected. The interesting thing is she was a shy girl who loved to spend her time at a friend's house. Her father was an alcoholic, his temper was explosive, mother was often fighting with him, and her two brothers were strange. Due to unknown reasons, possibly child abuse, Martha and her brothers spent much of their young life in foster care in many different foster homes. Well, she was the peacekeeper between her two older brothers and got along with them. She was in the seventh grade. Walked out the door and was never seen again. February 1986, Madame Max Adolfi, 60 years old, vanished from Haiti. Right-hand woman of former Haitian President Francois Duvalier. Held prisoner in an army barracks next to the National Palace in Haiti following Duvalier's overthrow. Left the country in February 1986, was never seen again. Papa Doc, as he was called, was known for being a sorcerer, heavily into voodoo. April 6, 1986, Antoinette Calladito, 9 years old, vanished from Gallup, New Mexico. Disappeared from her home in the early morning hours of April 6th. Mother went to look for her, but couldn't find any sign of her. She was another small one, only 4'7". She was born to Penny Calladito of the Navajo Nation and Anthony Montoya. He was Italian and Hispanic descent. After her parents' separation, Antoinette and her younger sisters, Wendy and Sunita, were raised by their mother in Gallup, New Mexico. Gallup is an interesting place. I spent a little time there. April 15, 1986, Hannah Gaddafi, 5 months old, vanished from Libya. The adopted daughter of Muammar Gaddafi, alleged to have died in the 1986 U.S. bombing of Libya, but claims of her death in these bombings are disputed, with allegations including her having survived the raid and subsequently become a doctor as an adult, and her mother fleeing to Algeria with her and her siblings. So that's also an issue to be addressed. I mean, being a daughter, Muammar Gaddafi, couldn't have been the greatest job in the world. April 19th, 1986, Tammy Ann McCormick, 13, vanished from Saratoga Springs, New York. Last seen alive by her sister, who she informed of her intentions to hitchhike to school. Well, unfortunately, she never arrived at her destination. McCormick had informed school friends of her intention to run away to Florida. But she didn't take any of her personal belongings, wearing boots she had complained gave her discomfort. Foul play is suspected in her case, with Arthur Mason Slaybaugh named as a prime suspect. May 14, 1986, To Hong Huat, 12, and Kee Chin An, 12, both vanished from Singapore. They were attending the Owen Primary School, They were best friends, both 12 years old, went missing May 14, 1986. Chin An, the youngest of three children and the only son of his family, was last seen by a classmate running out of school to buy something from his after passing his bag to him. Hong Huan, the only child of a single-parent family, was last seen by his mother going out of the house to go to school. Said that Chin An was coming to fetch him to go to school together, which took place after Chin An went out of school. Boys are generally well-behaved, never played truant before, according to their families. Their case became known as the McDonald's Boys case, as the fast food chain McDonald's offered a hefty $100,000 Singapore dollar reward for any information of the boys' whereabouts. No takers, though. July 21st, 1986, Agustin Fasid, 65, vanished from Argentina. He was an Argentinian police official believed responsible for many tortures and extrajudicial executions during the country's dirty war. He was stated to have died in prison July 21st, 1986. Now, the Dirty War, for those that are not familiar, that was the name used by the military junta, or the civic military dictatorship of Argentina, from 1973 to 1983, as part of Operation Condor, during which military and security forces and death squads in the form of the Argentine Anti-Communist Alliance hunted down any political dissidents and anybody believed to be associated with socialism, left-wing Peronism, or the Montoneros movement. It's estimated as many as 30,000 people were killed or vanished, many of whom were impossible to formally document due to the nature of state terrorism. Well, the records of his death and burial are incomplete and sometimes contradictory. Several sources doubt he was even imprisoned at the time. 1986, the military hospital announced that Fasid had died, but they didn't offer any proof of it. July 28, 1986, Susie Lamplugh, 25, vanished from London. British real estate agent disappeared from Fulham, London, on July 28, 1986. In 1994, she was declared dead and presumed murdered. Despite police investigations in 98 and 2000, no trace ever has ever been found. August 14, 1986, Jeremy Bright, 14, vanished in Myrtle Point, Oregon. Disappeared August 14th while attending a county fair with his sister. Next day, his mother found his wallet, a watch, and keys in his stepfather's house nearby, where he'd been staying. Foul play had been suspected, and police had been a potential suspect who died in prison in 2007. While his family does believe he's still alive, it believes he's dead and held a memorial service for him in 2011, they have not petitioned the court to make that declaration legal. Legally, he's still alive. October 23rd, 1986, Philip Cairns, 13, vanished from Dublin. An Irish schoolboy disappeared October 23rd on his way back to school after going home for lunch. School bag was found abandoned in a previously searched lane near his house a few days later, but there's been no trace of Philip and no arrest have been made in connection with the case. December 12, 1986, Simon Parks, 18, vanished from Gibraltar. A leading seaman, Simon Parks in the Royal Navy went missing when the ship he was serving aboard was docked in Gibraltar. He'd gone into town and was last seen leaving the Horseshoe Bar on the peninsula. And because he disappeared December 12, 1986, Alan Grimson, a convicted British murderer and suspected serial killer, who favored killing on that date and was serving aboard the same ship at the time, has been named as a suspect in Park's possible murder. Of course, no trace of him or remains of his body have been found. February 10th, 1987, Jennifer Pandos, 15, vanished from James City County in Virginia. After 2 days away from school, when her parents claimed she was sick on the morning of February 10th, Pandos' parents say they found a lengthy note in her room telling them she was taking some time away from home, but warning them not to call the police or she'd never return home. So they didn't notify the police for 3 days and took even longer to let their family members know. The couple's account of the disappearance has changed. Both of them failed lie detector tests, and questions have been raised about whether Pandos really wrote the note. The case and Pandos' older brother's attempt to find out whether his belief that his parents know more than they claim to be is the subject of a 2023 HBO series, Burden of Proof. And it would be interesting to find out, did the parents kill her or know who killed her? Maybe they sold her. April 15th, 1987. Federico Caffè, 73, vanished from Rome. He was an Italian economist, left his home at dawn February 15, 1987, shortly after quitting university teaching, and vanished. Declared dead October 30, 1998. The mystery of his disappearance has never been solved. September 16, 1987, Julie Weffin, 28, vanished in Spokane. She was an operator for the Bonneville Power Administration. Disappeared September 16, 1987, working at the Four Mound substation in Spokane County. Vanished sometime after 3:30 p.m. after going to check on a transformer. A work truck was found with its door and back hatch open and her personal possessions inside and on the ground. The gravel in the vicinity shows signs of a struggle, but no sign of her remains have ever been found. Well, that ends today's show. We're going to do one tomorrow and finish off the week of disappearing people. And we'll have a new bizarre topic next week. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show saying, have a truly great evening.